Welcome to Night Shadows. The day is far spent. The night shadows are falling. Where the paranormal is no longer paranormal, but is reality. Where the nightmares of the mind are made manifest. When the portals open and the mysteries of the other side appear. I'm Stuart Best. Join me as we travel down the highways that are seldom traveled. Tonight, the UFO Enigma, Part 1. Gonna go back over a little bit of a story that a lieutenant commander, his name was Ed Haynes, told me one night as we were aloft at 39,000 feet about a UFO mothership that landed at an abandoned military field, but one that had been reactivated, had come alive out of the dust of history. A World War II field in the southwest somewhere unnamed. Sort of interesting. He felt he had to get it off his chest somehow. And so he related the story of a UFO mothership, of the elite, military, and civilians, how they got on this mothership and stayed there for 4 or 5 hours, got off, left in their limousines and SUVs, the door closes on the mothership, and it vanishes into the heavens without a sound. He swore it was real. He had no reason to lie about it. In fact, there are people out there that don't know how to twist anything. They just tell it like they saw it, like it is. He swore it was real. And so, I accept it as being totally real. The problem is that unless you're in kind of a field like I was for many, many years, flying professional aircraft as a professional pilot, flying to jets at high altitudes, you get to see things that others don't get to see. Some of the things you see, you wish you hadn't. And some of the things you see, you just wonder at. What is it? What kind of technology is involved here? Especially when you're flying out west in the Nevada area where they have all kinds of restricted flight zones that you can't fly over no matter what altitude. And you see these things. You can be at 35, 39, 38,000 feet. And above you, way above you, you see these lights darting around. And so you pick up the mic and you call air traffic control. Do you have any targets above us? A pause. Silence. No traffic. You know they're lying. You know they have it on radar. But they are not going to tell you what it is. Advanced technology. So the question becomes, what is really going on? What is actually and really going on? And could we possibly dig down through all the misinformation, disinformation, lies, and deceptions to find out the real truth? I believe we can. I believe we must. Are we involved in some sort of a massive deception? A massive delusion? Some sort of a game being played upon the human race? Perhaps by the elite themselves for a purpose? As Carol Rosen said, that Wanner von Braun told her. It was all a game. It was all a lie. It was all a deception, for one purpose or another. Predominantly, however, she was told to keep the military-industrial complex going so that they could arm outer space. Well, they've pretty much done that. Anyway, are these UFOs and their attendant concepts of aliens and extraterrestrials, are they real? The evidence, the real evidence, the evidence from ancient times all the way through to the present, says yes, they are very real. And they have been here for a long, long time. So who are they? Well, here are the concepts that the world has put forward. And when I speak of the world, I'm speaking of our time-space continuum. I am speaking of the people on planet Earth. I'm speaking of the experts and the military people and what they have advanced as possible theories. Number one, advanced technology of our own under black projects, backwards engineered craft from either shoot-downs or crashes of UFOs, possibly flown by visitors from elsewhere that is not of this earth. The other concept, of course, you've probably heard about Project Paperclip. Project Paperclip was a black operations project by President Truman to import Nazi advanced technology through the scientists into the United States. Because it is said Hitler had some very advanced anti-gravity craft, many of which were called the Heinebu, various series of the Heinebu anti-gravity. It was said that Hitler had three operational craft. Did he? Was it real? What was really going on? And that was back in 1945 when the Allies went into Germany and discovered all of this. 1945. I want you to think about the years that have gone by since then and the technology and what it would be today. I believe it was Carl Sagan who said very advanced technology would appear as miracles from the gods. Miracles from the gods. How easy then it would be to have something like Project Bluebeam come to life. We'll get into Bluebeam. A man was murdered over Bluebeam and the revelations of it. You don't normally get murdered if you're lying. You get murdered only if you're telling a truth. The powers that be don't necessarily want out there, although I've never quite understood it, because it is what it is. Anyway, number two. Very advanced extraterrestrials from other star systems that are visiting Earth and monitoring the development of the human race and our evolution. Number three, advanced entities from other dimensions who visit us through stargates, portals, or wormholes for observational purposes. Number four, ethereal beings who can manifest in our time-space continuum through portals, stargates, and take on any shape they desire. From live entities to dead entities to UFOs, balls of light, or whatever shape they choose to present themselves. And fifth, a possibility that few even think about, projections of the mind that appear totally real, but are in reality a projection from very advanced beings who can manipulate the human mind to make it see what they want it to see. And a good example of this sort of thing, you might not agree with it, but nonetheless, we need an explanation for it. One of those things that's sort of in the paranormal range of things. Part of that night shadows thing that unexplained. You can't quite figure it out. You know something happened, but you don't know what it is. You thought you saw something, but it wasn't really there. And the opposite. You didn't see anything, but it really was there. I'm sure most of you have probably had the experience where you pulled out on a highway after looking several times in both directions and you saw absolutely nothing. But the minute you get out on that highway, a car goes zipping by you with an angry driver, probably giving you an impolite, symbolic gesture. But you yourself saw nothing at all. Has that ever happened to you? What's the explanation for it? Were you actually blinded so you could not see it? Good question. I have a story to tell you. I knew this truck driver. I knew him very, very well. He was one of my best friends for years. He died some time ago. But he carried with him an awful story. Never got over it. You could see it in his face. You could see it in his manner. He was a pilot, and we used to sit and talk at the Burlington Municipal Airport in Burlington, Vermont, and we'd talk for hours. He told me the story of what had happened, because I asked him, I said, "You look sad. What is it? What is it?" Well, he said, "I was driving an 18-wheeler. He was a truck driver for years and years and years. And he said, "I was going down the highway at 55, 60 miles an hour. And I saw this car on a driveway. It stopped." He said, they were looking right at me. I could see it. They were looking right at me. He said, "The driver was looking right at me. And just before I got there, they pulled out right in front of me." He said, "I couldn't stop. I couldn't even begin to get my brakes on. And I hit them going 55 miles an hour, killed the whole family, the husband, the wife, the three kids." He never got over it. He said, "I don't know what happened. I don't know why they didn't see me. 18-wheeler is a big vehicle. You can't miss it." He was looking right at him. So now this begs another paranormal question that people don't want to think about. It's kind of a hard one. But the good book says that our times are appointed. Our time of arrival, where we are going to arrive, and when we're going to depart. And if you examine, as I have many, many times, I was on the Flight Safety Committee, and one of my jobs was to investigate aircraft accidents, crashes that normally killed many people. My job was to investigate after the CAB, which was the Civil Aeronautics Board at that time. Now it's the National Transportation Board, I believe. But anyway, we had to investigate these things. And we had to find out the reasons. Not necessarily the reasons the federal government came up with, but as we dug deeper, maybe the real reasons. There was a book written by Ernest Gunn. He wrote a book called Fate is the Hunter. It was a story about aviation and how aircraft accidents sometimes have no explanation whatever. It just seems to be their time. It seems to be their time. Their exit. We'll never know the reasons why, because we're simply not told. And so we look at these mysteries, these bizarre events even, and we can't figure it out. Because it seems that some parts of life are just simply unexplainable. But there's only one reason why they are. There has to be, and now science has proven, there are other dimensions. Other dimensions. Perhaps maybe another dimension that runs and controls this time-space continuum we call our universe. Just something for you to think about. Getting back to the question, UFOs, extraterrestrials, aliens, what are they? What are they is almost the same as who are they? Number one, physical beings who evolved differently on other planets because their environment was different, and therefore they look radically different than we do. Number two, ethereal beings of an unknown energy type, such as jinn. The Bible's book called angels, ghosts, or other odd manifestations that are witnessed all over the world. And number three, physical beings from other dimensions that have learned how to manipulate those dimensions and can travel easily through portals or stargates. Well, then we'd have to ask the question, what do they want? What do they really want from us? Number one, what is the actual purpose of these entities? No matter who they are, no matter what you think they might be, what are they actually doing here? I mean, why do we have them in the first place? You would think that our time-space continuum that we live in, and most people live in, and never have any problems, never see ghosts, never see anything, go through their whole lives and die. That's probably the average. But then there are the multitudes, the millions of people throughout all of history who see these strange things, have very odd and weird experiences. But now the UFO alien extraterrestrial question has to come to the forefront because the UFO sightings are increasing rapidly around the world. Those that have done research into the UFO alien question have come up with many, many different answers. One of the best, Jacques Vallée, says it's a delusion. He says there's a deception going on, and maybe a real major deception. Number two, they are merely observers watching and monitoring our technology advancements and civilization's progress to see if we fall into a type one, type two, or type 3 classification. In other words, hands off, monitor and watch, but do not overtly interfere. However, having said that, there are many cases where they have interfered, and interfered to a major degree. We'll get into some of those as we explore the enigma of the UFO alien extraterrestrial mystery. The reason I want to get into this is because very, very soon it's going to be in your face, even if you've never seen one or interacted with one. There is something really going on that people need to know about. We're going to investigate all of that on Night Shadows. Okay, number three, they are actually guiding human evolution, and they have actually seeded mankind here and are watching and guiding our progress by introductions of key knowledge at key times to get a certain result. In other words, they are manipulating humanity and the whole earth to get a desired end. Number four, they are involved in a massive deception referred to in only two ancient books that I can find, very ancient, in which it is referred to as a strong delusion or a massive deception, and another in which it claims this deception actually began way back in very ancient times by shape-shifting entities that came here to deceive the human race. But according to those ancient books, they were chased off planet Earth. The Earth was put in quarantine until the age was to be concluded. And then they were allowed to come back for the final delusion and deception. Now that is deadly, if it's true. Now, the Native Americans, they call them the Star People, the Star Nation People. They've called them that for centuries, visitors. The Hopi have a very strange situation in which they claimed they were taken underground during a huge earth cataclysm by what they referred to as the Ant People. I think most people would today call them the Greys. Now, most people would probably think, oh, this is just so much hogwash, so much garbage, away with it, I cannot stand to hear it. But what if it's true? I mean, why would, for example, Hopi elders talk about ant people if there weren't any? I mean, I suppose one could say they're high on drugs, hallucinating, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're actually telling the real truth. Because we do have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are reporting encounters with what they call grays, one of a number of manifestations of so-called aliens and extraterrestrials. Are all these people lying? Are they all having a hallucination? From the military to high-ranking military, even President Jimmy Carter claimed he saw one. So, if you have all of this, then how do you claim that all of these people are lying? Now, the skeptic, you cannot convince a skeptic of anything because a skeptic is in total denial. Does not matter how much proof you give to him, he's not going to accept it. He or she will not accept it. They shake their head and said, it's not true because I haven't seen one, I haven't encountered one, therefore it's not true, and I don't care if a million other people saw it, they're hallucinating because, you see, I'm in denial. I've been drinking lots of denial tea and I just can't stand the truth, so therefore the truth doesn't exist to me. And then we have, of course, that famous series on TV It was called the X-Files. A lot of people don't realize that an awful lot of truth was conveyed through the X-Files. One of the major truths that was conveyed through it was in the first season. And a mystery man tells Mulder, they have been here for a long, long time. So, we have all these ancient reports of these visitors from all over the world, all the way back into the most ancient of texts to the present. Now we have testimonies from solid, well-respected people from all over the world reporting on these objects and encounters with very strange craft and strange beings that pilot them. These people range from military commanders to school teachers, from police officers to airline crew members, from young children all the way to the elderly. How anyone can say there is nothing to it is to prove that they are in denial, total denial. And here's what the word denial actually means. Look it up. It means, in essence, that you must totally ignore hard core provable facts and opt instead for your own personal biases and belief structures. I want you to think about that one. For those who mock millions of people throughout all of history. Now we have another mystery that's connected to the UFO enigma, the alien extraterrestrial enigma, mystery, whatever you want to call it. Men in Black. A lot of people mock and scoff at the people who claim they've been visited by men in black. Usually two men dressed in black suits, black shoes, black socks, black hats, black tie with a white shirt. Men in Black. You may remember the movie where they sort of mocked that whole thing. It was called Men in Black. In fact, I think they did two or three of the Men in Black series. Many encounters or sightings of these so-called UFO alien events, if you want to call them that. Hundreds of reports come in that these people, after they have said that they had an encounter, no matter what kind it was, they are being visited by what are known as men in black, often described as non-human entities, whose behavior and mannerisms are extremely odd, sort of like they're robotic types, or possibly some form of zombie-type behavior. Now, for a long, long time, people have laughed at them and they've mocked at anybody who reported such a weird thing. But now they've actually been filmed, and they are, in fact, really mean-spirited, whatever they are. They make death threats. They tell people to keep their mouths shut, or they wish they had. And now we have a provable case where they actually went to a hotel to threaten an eyewitness to a UFO encounter, but he was not there. So it is reported that the men in black attempted to intimidate the entire hotel staff and threatened them. Now, whether you believe in the men in black or don't, we have too many reports coming in from people who have finally come forth on their deathbed after being told by their own government, shut your mouth, you didn't see it, you never saw it. And you never will see it after they've witnessed some UFO extraterrestrial event. Point being, why are all of these threats to be so totally silent or you're going to be dead? What purpose for this? Is the government taking, for example, the Brookings Report so seriously that the Brookings Report actually came to the conclusion that it would be better if they found, for example, extraterrestrial buildings on the moon or Mars, which have now been found and actually photographed, that's a provable fact now, that it would upset civilization to such a degree that it would cause chaos and therefore shut up. Even if you find it, keep it quiet. We don't want to know about it. We don't want the public to know about it. So, are all of these threats based upon the Brookings Report recommendations? Are they taking that so seriously that they are totally afraid of public reaction if the general public actually begins to comprehend we're not alone, that we're being visited? Are they afraid of a general or total breakdown of society? Or could it be they just want to keep the lid on totally advanced technology they've backwards engineered? They don't want anybody else to get it. For example, let's say you have people that are very, very wealthy in the petroleum industry, for example, the oil companies, the gas companies. What would happen if, for example, some very advanced extraterrestrial technology of a totally different type, free technology, for example, zero-point energy? Well, wouldn't that be kind of detrimental to, you suppose, the oil companies and the gas companies and the power companies? They're making millions, breaking people's piggy banks with their high charges. So would they have a motive, do you think, that perhaps they'd want to keep the lid on this sort of thing? That they wouldn't want free energy out there for people? I mean, after all, they'd go broke. Kind of like the cancer. There are people who have come forward and said, yes, we can cure cancer. They're either murdered or silenced. Because after all, there's a lot of money in cancer. There's a lot of money in the medical profession to keep people sick. I mean, if you don't have sick people, you don't have a medical profession, do you? And so it makes one wonder what all of this is about. And it makes one wonder if, in fact, the bottom line here is not about truth. It's not about what's good for humanity. It's more about money and who can have it and who cannot have it. Money breeds power. Power breeds contempt. And I guess it doesn't take much to figure out that the rich men have a lot of contempt for humanity by the way they have set all this thing up. Anyway, kind of wandering there for a little bit. But it would be to their advantage to keep any advanced technologies secret and not allow them to get into the world of energy or energy consumption. That would be a no-no. We'd have to keep it silent. Stephen Greer has run the Disclosure Project now for many, many years, tried to get a lot of this information out to the general public to no avail. And then we have a Native American shaman lady. Her name is Noise, and she's written about in a book called Phoenix Rising, written by Mary Summer Rain. Her explanations for a lot of what's going on seem to be dead center accurate. And what's very, very interesting about her is that she says that there will be no disclosure by any federal government. She claims that the aliens, extraterrestrials, are going to one day just simply manifest themselves here. They will come right out into the open, as she words it, no longer play games with humanity. But when the time is right, they will step forward. What they say, she says, very, very interesting, actually. She says, they will have proof, absolute proof with them. They will prove that the Bible is a pack of lies. They will prove that they engineered us. They will prove they are the ones who developed and manipulated our DNA. They will prove, she says, that they took early hominoids, manipulated their DNA to get modern humanity. In other words, the story of the Holy Bible and creation is a myth, and they will have hardcore proof to prove it. What would the average person do with that information? Now, the point is here also, there is something going on that is actually undeniable. Thousands upon thousands of witnesses now prove it. It's beyond any dispute whatsoever. Doesn't matter about the mocking of the skeptics or the people who laugh and roll their eyes and mock everything about it. What are they going to do when they see the orbs in the sky come down to earth and these beings get out of these craft? Well, then you're going to have what is known as a paradigm shift in attitudes, and all the mocking and all the laughing and all the scoffing is going to stop. Dead stop. It's sort of like those people who run around with their conspiracy theories that everybody mocks. But the proofs are right in front of their face. They just don't want to face it for what it is. We run in, once again, to total denial. Anyway, we have thousands of witnesses now all over the world, throughout all of history, so I don't see how anybody can say it's not true, it's not real. We have video now. We have still pictures. We have radar sightings. We have actual landings that have been videotaped. We have UFOs interfering in military operations. So the question here is not if or when, but who and why. So maybe, maybe you've heard it, you think, all before. But do you know what the real truth is, really is? How do we dig down through all of this disinformation, misinformation, lies and deceptions, hoaxes, to get to the real truth of all of it? Well, during these next few programs, we're going to take a stab at it. And we're going to make one of the most in-depth probes of this enigma and mystery. And I intend to leave no stone unturned. I'm not going to ask anyone to believe it. As we said, the skeptic, those in denial are never going to believe anything, no matter how much evidence you produce. It doesn't matter. Evidence is immaterial to these people. Anyway, just when you think you've got it all figured out, rest assured, you do not. And this is Night Shadows. Stuart Best, signing off.